Today we're in Psalm 15. It's a really short psalm. So we read through and it says, God who gets invited to dinner at your place. How do we get on your guest list? Walk straight, act right, tell the truth. Don't hurt your friend, don't blame your neighbor, despise the despicable. Keep your word even when it costs you. Make an honest living. Never take a bribe. You'll never get blacklisted if you live like this. Well, that's like saying, follow the Ten Commandments, don't break one, and you're going to make it in. So at the end of reading that, I thought, who gets invited to dinner at your place? God, I don't know if I qualify. How many else feel like that? You know, gee, I don't know if I make it in every single category there. So when that happens, when you read a psalm, and at the end of the psalm you feel down instead of uplifted, then you just keep reading. You turn to the next day's psalm, and you keep going until you find one that lifts you up. And I turn to tomorrow's psalm, and it's much better. Let me put it up for you. It's the second one there, Pat. And it gives us real hope. Keep me safe, O God. I run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense. Isn't that true? And that's what we just read about in the one for today. Without you, nothing makes sense. I can't do any of that without you, Lord. And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. Is that true? Everybody around you, your friends, the friends that we have, the friends that we associate with in this congregation. They make life better, huh? Amen. My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm happy from the inside out, from the outside in, I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. I mean, let's put our hands up and take his hands this morning, knowing we're on the right way, and our ticket to hell has definitely been canceled. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this from the message together before we go into worship and praise this wonderful God that takes such good care of us. Keep me safe, O God. I run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense. And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice. I'm happy from the inside out, and from the outside in, I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. Let's sing and praise him.